This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about a wide variety of things, including the increased use of aluminum. We're going to be seeing a gigantic ramping up of the use of aluminum by the car makers in the years to come, as all the car makers are facing some rather daunting, to say the least, fuel economy standards set by the federal government in the United in the U.S. For 2025. So we're going to be talking about that in this hour of the broadcast. Also coming up a little later on, we'll be joined by a representative from a company called AutoMD. And they're going to be telling us not only about their product, but also about a recent survey which indicates that most women would rather go to the dentist than go to their auto repair facility. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, toll-free from anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, it was back last January at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, in which the Ford Motor Company took the wraps off a concept vehicle, a future glimpse at the 2015 Ford F-150. And indeed, this concept vehicle is going into production, and it's very much an aluminum-intensive truck. And to tell us all about this push towards aluminum, the expected growth expected for aluminum-bodied cars and trucks that is going to be happening over the next several years, and also about a recent study that found that 7 out of 10 new pickup trucks produced in North America will be aluminum-bodied by 2025. It's my pleasure to welcome Randall Sheps, who is the past president of the Aluminum Association. Randall, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, thanks.
Well, certainly Ford's unveiling of the 2015 Ford F-150 was truly one of the highlights of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit this past January. We have seen aluminum used in limited volumes on some vehicles, like going back in time, the sports car, the Acura NSX, the Audi A8. We've also seen extensive use by a couple of automakers. Jaguar, is like they like to call themselves, Jag, and Land Rover have been using aluminum extensively in recent years. But this product from Ford, the upcoming 2015 F-150, is really going to be a groundbreaking vehicle, Randall.
Oh, there's no question about it. It's a historic moment for the auto industry, because cars have been largely made out of steel. Certainly high-volume cars have been largely made out of steel for the last 100-plus years.
So true. Tell us about this study that you recently conducted, which indicates that 7 out of 10 new pickup trucks produced in North America will, in fact, be aluminum-bodied by 2025.
Well, it's a survey that we commission about every 2 or 3 years, and basically we hire a survey company, and they go talk to the car makers, talk to the suppliers, and they rack up their findings. And what they concluded was this: 7 out of 10 pickups we'll have aluminum bodies by 2025, but also, much greater aluminum penetration in other segments as well. It's not just a pickup truck story.
No, that's right. This survey shows that following the pickup trucks with about 548.9 pounds of aluminum content per vehicle, it will be followed closely by E-segment sedans, large sedans at 546.9 pounds, SUVs at 410.3 pounds, and minivans at 396.5 pounds. Mercedes, Benz, BMW, Tesla, and Ford in the survey indicates that they will all exceed the average aluminum content and the average aluminum share curb weight for 2015. So these companies are really on the cutting edge.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, a lot of people don't know or aren't aware that there's actually 340 pounds of aluminum in the average car today already. So it's already quite a commonly used material. We're on the verge of another big leg up in growth.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the places where folks may not be totally up to speed on in 2014, 2015 vehicles, but we're seeing lots of automakers use aluminum hoods as well as aluminum doors, and that's kind of the tip of the iceberg. There are lots of manufacturers who are using aluminum in other places, but it seems that hoods and doors seem to be the most prominent at this point.
Well, those are certainly the emerging applications. As you know, engine blocks and wheels and radiators have been aluminum for a long time. Hoods, about a third of all hoods today are already aluminum. A lot of people don't know that. So there's a pretty good chance you've got an aluminum hood on your car already. You may not even know it. Doors are certainly emerging, but the big story that Ford is really leading the way on is the conversion of the entire body structure from steel to aluminum. That's what the F-150 is going to be.
Let's talk a little bit about the reasons why Ford is doing this. I would imagine that, as I noted at the top there, the ever-increasing fuel economy demands by the federal government in the United States is definitely pushing automakers to save as much weight as possible.
That's true. That's one very important element of it. You know, and another important element is that every year consumers are more interested in cars that get better gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually a consumer element to it as well.
The survey forecasts, as we have talked about, the number of vehicles with complete aluminum body structure will reach 18% of North American production from less than 1% today. And as you noted, vehicle segments revealed as emerging aluminum content leaders are the pickup trucks, the SUVs, and both midsize and compact sedans. I know there was some concern on the part of some journalists at the North American International Auto Show when the F-150 was shown in its aluminum intensive body layout, that some folks question whether or not that the aluminum was up to the demands of a pickup truck, but certainly so many hurdles have been overcome in that area. Let's address the strength of aluminum today versus aluminum of yesterday.
Well, absolutely. We've got alloys that we're selling today into the auto industry that are as strong as steel. Some people find that surprising, but we add alloying elements to the aluminum, like silicon and magnesium, that just increase the strength dramatically. And then it gets heat treated as well, which increases the strength yet again. So we're actually on par with steel in a lot of the alloys that we ship.
And certainly when you look at the low volume manufacturers, let's take Range Rover, Land Rover for an example. I mean, the Range Rover vehicles are very much aluminum intensive, and these vehicles are noted to be some of the most rugged when it comes to tackling off-road terrain and some of the most incredible locations around the world. We'll touch on that on the other side, and we'll...
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hunia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod
race? Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We're talking about aluminum with Randall Sheps, the immediate past president of the Aluminum Association, which recently had a survey which shows that manufacturers are moving more and more towards aluminum, with Ford leading the way with the upcoming 2015 F-150 pickup truck. And before that hard network break there, I brought up the point that some people had concerns about the strength of aluminum at the International Auto Show in Detroit this past January when Ford announced that the F-150 body was going to be made of this material. But I made the point that Range Rover / Land Rover has used aluminum extensively, and certainly those vehicles are known to be some of the most capable off-roading vehicles in all of the world, Randall, and there's no problems in performance with those vehicles.
That's right, and Humvees got aluminum bodies, Bradley fighting vehicles, so there's a lot of aluminum in the defense area as well.
Let's talk about cost. Another common email I get from listeners is, with the F-150 going to aluminum, is that going to mean that the price of the F-150 is going to jump? And the good news is no.
Well, I think Ford is committed that this vehicle is going to be competitive in the marketplace. Really, it has to be, right? The consumer is the ultimate decider of what they're willing to pay. So if it isn't competitive, then folks won't buy it. So Ford's going to keep it competitive.
Let's talk a little bit more about the use of aluminum. And when you look at some of the results here from the survey, total North American aluminum in content in the year 2025 will be 10 billion pounds. That's an awful lot of aluminum. Is the aluminum industry ready to make such a gigantic ramp up with this demand from the automakers?
Absolutely. My company, Alcoa, we're investing $600 million here in the United States in two plants, one in Iowa and one in Tennessee, to supply material to the auto industry. And we have competitors that are doing the same, making very, very large investments. So the aluminum industry is absolutely stepping up to make sure that we're ready.
And, of course, another side advantage of aluminum is you don't have the rust problem that you have with conventional steel.
That's right. You'll never see the red rust. Certainly, you know, folks who are in places like where I am today, Cleveland, Ohio, that's something we have to worry about. In Orlando, maybe not so much, but you'll never have that red rust. You'll never have the perforation, sort of perforation-type corrosion that you would see on a steel-bodied vehicle.
That's a really good point. Our telephone number is toll-free from anywhere across North America, 866-660-2561. My name is Bob Long. Sorry, I'm a little bit under the weather today, still fighting a little bit of a bug, but having lots of fun spending this time with you and telling you about this explosive growth in the amount of aluminum that we're going to be seeing in the automotive sector. And it's interesting to see that once Ford made the announcement that the F-150 was going in this direction, immediately rumors started emulating out of General Motors as well as the Fiat Chrysler Group that their future generations of Rams and Silverados and other vehicles are going to be moving in this direction as well.
Well, there certainly are a lot of rumors out there, and obviously I can't tell you which ones are real and which ones are not real, but I can tell you that we're working on aluminum programs with every major car maker here in the U.S.
That's great. You mentioned the advantage of aluminum over steel when it comes to fuel economy. Certainly with automakers striving to reach the higher goals set by the government as well as consumer demand pushing that as well, that's something we shouldn't overlook here, is that, you know, it's amazing already the fuel economy that folks can get from some of the modern-day pickup trucks, Ford, with its EcoBoost engine and the current F-150, as well as the Fiat Chrysler Group with their Ram diesel-powered pickup trucks. I mean, some of these trucks right now are achieving fuel economy numbers that many people not that long ago never thought could be attained. You put that engine technology together with this aluminum technology, you're going to have a real win-win situation for the consumer.
No question. question about it. No question about it. You take 700 pounds of weight out of that pickup truck. It's going to handle better. It's just going to be an all-around better vehicle.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the other advantages. As you mentioned, handling, certainly when you look at high-end sports cars and high-performance vehicles, they tend to use quite often advanced materials like aluminum and other materials. And one of the main reasons for that is for a lower center of gravity for extra handling capability, and aluminum right off the bat is going to give you a significant advantage in the handling as well as the ride and drive characteristics of a pickup truck. You're going to see a vast improvement right off the bat.
That's true. There's a reason these high-end sports car makers like to use the material. It's because it really does help with the sharpness of the handling and potentially reducing braking distances. So all kinds of benefits that folks will realize the first time they drive one of these trucks. And I think 10 years from now, we'll look back and say, I can't believe that trucks were ever made out of steel.
Oh, that's great, Randall. Tell us more about the Aluminum Association, in which you're the immediate past president of.
Well, it's about 10 aluminum producer member companies, and we do things like sponsor this survey every couple of years, and we work a lot with the car makers, making sure that they have the data that they need to make good material decisions when they're trying to decide between aluminum and steel. So we want to make sure they have good cost data, good CO2 data, good performance data. So we work on things like that.
And I would imagine the aluminum industry as a whole must be very excited about this explosive growth that's going to be happening in the automotive sector.
Oh, there's no question. This is a historic, historic moment for the aluminum industry and for the auto industry.
And the manufacturing process for aluminum, I understand, is a lot cleaner than traditional steel manufacturing as well.
Well, it's a similar but different process. We start with a material called bauxite, which is mainly found around the equator of the Earth. It's actually very, very common material. And then it's refined and smelted into pure aluminum. And then we alloy it up with things like copper, magnesium, silicon to increase the strength. We roll it and we heat treat it, and we end up with the product that's used in cars today.
Amazing technology. Randall, thank you so much for your time here today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
This is Auto World.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes manuals online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes manual online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here today for this hour of Auto World. We got lots of things to talk about. That was an interesting segment there, talking about aluminum in automobiles and aluminum in the upcoming F-150 pickup truck. If you have any questions or comment about that, we're going to continue to keep the phone lines open on that subject at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's throw out a trivia question, too, just to kind of liven things up a little bit. Why don't we make it a trivia question from the 1970s. I seem to be stuck in the 1970s, but we'll make it a an advertising question from the 1970s. Back in the middle to late 1970s, there was a British sports car, a two-seater, that was advertised with the advertising slogan, the tagline of the shape of things to come, the shape of things to come. This vehicle was on sale for a number of years. They later introduced an eight-cylinder version of it and a convertible version of it, but it was called the shape of things to come, and it was a sports car. I may give you a few more hints along the way, but for right now, we'll keep it at that. 866 is our telephone number, 660-4261, 866-660-4261, and we have got a very cool prize, courtesy of Warren Tracy at the Busted Knuckle Garage, to the person who identifies the company and the car that have that advertising slogan, the shape of things to come, from the middle to late 1970s. 866-660-4261 or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. A little bit earlier today, I had an opportunity to chat with a representative from a company called AutoMD, and the lady that I spoke with had some really interesting things to say, and I thought I would share some of these little facts with you guys. Basically, the folks at AutoMD conducted a study, and in this study, they determined that women would rather go to the dentist than to an auto repair or service center. And only 15% of consumers have a positive review, or a positive view, I should say, of the repair experience. So I'd like to throw that out there as a poll question as well. How about your own local repair facility or service center? Are you satisfied with it? Do you have a positive view of that experience? Because evidently lots of people do not have a whole lot of good things to say about it. Some of the respondents to this survey felt facility overcharged them. Matter of fact, 83% of the people surveyed by AutoMD felt that they had been overcharged for a vehicle service at the repair shop or dealership. So this is a very, very, very high number, to say the least. Another thing that emulated from this particular study is that almost two-thirds, 65%, report that they look at reviews before going to a repair shop or service center. Women considerably are more likely to do this than men. 73% of all women use different review services online or otherwise to evaluate repair shops. When it comes to men, only about 64% of men use the sites that give reviews on products and services. I myself, I will fess up here, my wife Sharon uses this constantly. She looks up everything, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a dentist or a doctor, whether it's a place to get your hair taken care of. She's all over these kind of websites that give you the opportunity to read what other consumers have said. But I myself, maybe I'm old school, whatever, I don't do that. I don't look at these surveys. You know, nowadays, no matter what, if you buy something on Amazon.com, they want you to rank it. And in many cases, if you're buying a piece of music, either digitally or via CD, or if you're buying a DVD, they want you to review it as if you are an expert in that area. And I've never done that either, but this is very, very popular. Perhaps you're one of the folks that look at online reviews of stuff. And when it comes to online repair shop reviews, women are definitely doing that a whole lot. Also, this survey from the folks at AutoMD found that consumers are not following service schedules. You know, when you buy your new or pre-owned vehicle, you look in the owner's manual, it's got a particular service schedule lined up for you. And surprisingly enough, most people here in 2014 are not following those service schedules. Even people with lots of miles, oodles and boodles of miles on their primary vehicle. This survey found that even those of half of those surveyed with over 100,000 miles on their primary vehicle do not follow their service schedules. That's surprising because usually, you know, if you're lucky to rank up that kind of mileage in your primary vehicle, 100,000 miles, 150, 175, 200,000 miles, usually most people you talk to are very religious about following the recommended service intervals as suggested by the manufacturer of those of their particular vehicle. But look at this survey saying just about half of the people with cars or vehicles with over 100,000 miles on them are following those surveys. 45% are basically only taking their vehicle in to a repair facility when there's something wrong with it. They're not doing any kind of preventive maintenance. It's, you know, kind of akin to going to the dentist, so to speak. Personally, I don't like to go to dentists. I really don't like to go to doctors either, but I went to the dentist this past week and had my teeth cleaned. It was the first time I had been there in a number of years, so it cost me more money than it the normal person, and it gives you the opportunity to have the dentist take a look around and see what other problems you might have. So it's interesting to see that only 45% of this survey by the folks at AutoMD are saying that the only time that they bring their vehicle in is when something is wrong. So I would love to get your input on that. All of our listeners joining us on News Talk 1540 KXEL. We are live today, so don't be a stranger. We are definitely live and would love to hear from you. It is, as a matter of fact, it is Father's Day. I should have mentioned that right off the tap, right off the boat, right off the top, however you want to say it. So happy Father's Day to everybody out there, and we're live all across North America, coast to coast, so don't go away.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us on this Father's Day 2014. We invite your calls on any topics. If you'd like to comment on the ever-growing use of aluminum in vehicles and certainly in pickup trucks, we're going to be seeing that in 2015 with the Ford F-150 and no doubt the folks at the Chrysler Fiat Group as well as the folks at General Motors will be following suit. If you'd like to reach out and solve the trivia riddle here, going back to the 1970s, a popular advertising campaign on both television as well as in print. It was a sports car. It was called The Shape of Things to Come. The telephone number is 866-660-4261, 866-660-4261, 866-660-4261. And the other question that I have for you is about car colors. It's interesting to read some of the surveys that they've got going on about different types of car colors. And what's your particular favorite color for a vehicle? I can tell you my particular favorites tend to be the cars that I have owned personally have been black and silver and blue. Those have been the cars that I have owned personally. How about you? The telephone number 866-660-4261. Let's go to Rafio joining us in Virginia. Rafio, thank you very much for calling in. We so appreciate your time here on Auto World. How are you doing?
Well, Mr. Long, I appreciate your speaking with me here. I have a question. With the new technologies in the vehicles and we're being in transition and all, and the cost of part related to that, do you feel it's better to buy a vehicle or lease a vehicle?
That's a really good question. I mean, I'm glad that you brought that up. Leasing for quite a number of years was quite hot, and then when the economy went sideways, it significantly trailed off, and now it's making a big comeback. And no doubt part of that is because of the price, the average price of a new vehicle going out the door these days, and this is just an average car, not anything super special, is a little over $30,000. And And also, as you point out, you know, with the ever-changing technology, if you're the type of person who likes to have kind of the latest and greatest in technology, it's very hard to keep up. And these cars these days are being updated, these vehicles, all the time. Let me ask you a couple of personal questions, and that will help us determine whether leasing or buying is a better route for you. How about, do you have any particular tax reason? Do you work for yourself, or is there any reason that you could utilize the write-off in leasing a car? Because in some cases, depending on your particular tax situation, it can be advantageous to be leasing a car, and you can kind of write it off as somewhat of a business expense. Do you fall into that category?
No, but I was thinking more like not so much the staying up the technologies, but the upkeep itself, the prices, you know, the price for the different car components. You know, it's gotten to a place where you have to carry insurance to pay for the service, the parts, you know.
Oh, it's true. I mean, even, you know, with today, most car companies still are using the traditional 3 years, 36,000-mile warranty. When you get into some more expensive cars, it's 4 years, 48,000 miles. I think there's a handful that have 5-year, 60,000-mile warranties. But you're absolutely right. I mean, if you're going to buy a vehicle and hold on to it for a long time, the repairs can be very, very significant. How often do you generally trade your vehicle? Are you the type of person who likes to drive a new vehicle, or are you the type of person that likes to hold on to a vehicle for a long time?
Well, I'm the type who likes to buy a vehicle at least 3 years older than the current, you know, running model, because the bugs and all, and try to keep it as long as possible. But again, with the prices of the components, I'm getting second thoughts, you know.
Yeah, I can understand completely. I know my wife, before we were married, did nothing but lease vehicles. It's a good solution for folks who, number one, have a less of a payment, dollar for dollar, if you're leasing a car versus buying a car. So you're going to get more vehicle for the dollar. There's no doubt about that. If you're able to stay within the mileage parameters of the lease, usually there's a cap. It's 12,000 miles or 15,000 miles. Will you be able to do that? Is that something that would be okay with you?
Yes, I believe so.
Because I know that in talking with listeners like yourself and getting emails from folks, sometimes, you know, people, they'll lease a car and they'll go way beyond the allotted mileage. And then when you're turning your lease in, you actually have to pay an extra premium for that. So that's never a good situation. So it's tempting. You know, most people who are experts in economics will tell you it's always better to buy something and own something so that at the end of paying the vehicle off, you're going to have some equity in something that you can put towards the purchase of something else. But the flip side of the equation there, I mean, if you're going to keep the car longer than 3 or 4 years and you're worried about the escalating prices of repair. For example, I own an older Corvette, a 1998 Corvette, and between you and I wish I love the car, but I wish I had turned it in back in like 96 or so, because nowadays, if anything goes wrong with that vehicle, it costs me like $1,000. All I have to do is, you know, bring it to the dealership or to the repair facility, and it's that type of vehicle. It's a guaranteed $1,000 expense, and it's a real money pit. And sometimes, if you get into the more technologically sophisticated vehicles, and certainly when you look at all the technology that's within today's vehicles, everything from the infotainment systems to the safety technologies. I often say to myself, with a brand new vehicle that's coming out, I'll say to myself, well, you know, this is just an incredible vehicle, you know, in 3 or 4, 5 years, it's going to depreciate to the point where perhaps one could actually buy the vehicle, but then you're going to have that flip side of the equation, like you're saying. It's going to cost you significantly to keep the car up with all the modern-day electronics. So I guess short answer here, if you're the type of person that enjoys having a new vehicle and likes to have the latest technology, it is definitely more advantageous to lease a vehicle. And I think the point that you bring up about the long-term repairs, I'm quite often drawn to really expensive cars, you know, certainly fantasy-wise, I'm talking here, and Dave Kinney, who will be with us in hour number two of the program, who talking a little bit about classic cars. Dave owns a Bentley that he bought at auction. It's a Bentley from the 1980s that originally cost over, you know, $100,000, close to $200,000. I think he only paid about $20,000 for it. But the downside of it is, like you're saying, you know, he doesn't use that car as a daily driver. But if he did, you know, he would have some real heavy duty repair bills, to say the least. So I know a few friends of mine and listeners have been drawn to, you know, always wanting to own a Ferrari, and nowadays you can purchase a Ferrari 308 from the 1980s for, you know, relatively affordable money Ferrari-wise, but a basic service on one of those vehicles is like $5,000. So, you know, even if you're getting the vehicle for a steal, it's going to cost you a ton. So I think after talking it out with you, why don't you go the leasing route? That's my advice for you.
Well, that's on my favorite car color is yellow in New York City.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks for calling in, and don't be a stranger. Call us again. This is Auto World. That's going to do it for this hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.